Dr. Ken time on the radio with Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting to you a gentleman who's a scientist, a researcher, cardiologist, doctor, helpful human being. How's that, Ken? You want me to keep going? Is that okay?
I'm listening.
So, of course you are. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, is here in this hour of Good Day Health to help us understand some of the medical news from the week. Getting into some of your questions, send them along to Doug at DougSteffen.com or on Twitter at DougSteffen. Whatever your focus, it needs to be, whatever your problem, you need to be focused on you fixing it, you finding people who are in attendance, if you will, and Ken is certainly there. Some of the items this week for us to go through, the story of that 10-year-old Miami boy who died after some contact with fentanyl. What's fentanyl?
Fentanyl is a very potent opioid. It's 100 times more potent than heroin.
Wow. You make it in a laboratory? Where does it come from?
The drug company. You're a pharmacist.
Pharmacist makes fentanyl? What do you use it for?
No, well, it's an opioid pain-relieving medication. It's one of these drugs that, you know, you have to be used very carefully. It's this class of medicines that are often prescribed after surgery to be used for a short-term period. Oof. Occasionally, hopefully not too often, when nothing else works, they're used for long periods of time. But the news is that this 10-year-old Miami boy died last month after suspected skin contact with a deadly mixture of opioid drugs. The preliminary toxicology, Doug, reports suggest that this fifth grader, Alton Banks, died June 23rd from an overdose of fentanyl mixed with heroin. Just 2 to 3 milligrams of fentanyl, that's equivalent to 5 to 7 grains of table salt, is enough to cause respiratory depression, arrest, and possible death. And in a 10-year-old, you need even less. So if you're prescribed one of these drugs, please hide it, lock it up. Don't let anyone else get near it.
Wow. That's pretty damning. And the fact that even something like that is around, how'd they get it through the FDA? Sounds like it should be. It's very important, to, as you've just suggested, keep it under wraps. But
Do you remember a time when us doctors were criticized for not being aggressive enough with pain?
Yes.
And this was the answer, this group of medications, these opioids. And some of the original studies show that they could be used, especially short term, and people would move on. But, you know, most doctors are very, very appropriate in their use of these drugs. But like in any profession, there's a few bad apples, and these bad apples make it very bad for the rest of us.
Yeah. Wow. That's shocking. And the fact that these things are now, I guess it really, as I think about what my son does for a living as a drug counselor, we were talking about this the other day, as a matter of fact, more and more youngsters, instead of fewer, because we're talking about it, it seems more and more youngsters are getting hooked on what's in their parents' cabinet, drug cabinet, whatever we call it. And this is something that's around, and you're suggesting it be locked up.
Absolutely. Locked up, hidden, you know, consider it. You know, if you have a weapon in the house, you know, you lock it up, you hide it, the kids don't know about it. This needs to be in the same category.
All right, let's get some good medical news here. The story of runners, I've said this a long time. This is especially for women who run, and the fact that you don't have to run a lot to get some benefits. What's this story, Ken?
Great news. This is a story out of the International Journal of Epidemiology. Osteoporosis, Doug, is a bone disease that causes bone to become weak and brittle. Bone tissue, it constantly is broken down and replaced. But osteoporosis occurs when new bone production does not keep pace with the removal of old bone. Individuals, Doug, with osteoporosis, they have these holes and spaces in the bone that are larger than those of healthy bone. This reduced bone density and reduced mass makes the bones more likely to break. And the news again this week is that a single 1 minute bout of high-intensity, weight-bearing physical activity is associated with better bone health in women. Such brief bursts of activity are equivalent to a run at a medium pace for a premenopausal woman and a slow-paced jog for a postmenopausal woman.
So what this does, from my perspective, Ken, and I would urge women especially who are listening, but the men who love them, to get on board with this in terms of, and it doesn't really make a difference what age you are, but as you're maturing, the women in your life, and you too, men, women, need to be exercising more with weights to build up your muscles to hold your skeleton together. The older you are, the more muscle you need, believe it or not, to hold yourself together. Everything tends to sort of start drooping. I know that, and you're involved at your age, and I am in my age. I've always been mostly muscular. My torso is lighter than my what the bottom of end of me is. I'm a little thicker there than I am at the top, but still, getting muscular, holding yourself together. Not only does it look good and feel good, but it's just plain smart. And women who say, I don't want to get muscles, you don't have to look like a bodybuilder. But, man, if you want to live to be a ripe old 90, 95 and be healthy, you better have some muscle.
Yes,
right?
Women, you can get toned. You don't have to be on the cover of Bodybuilder, but there's a big difference between getting bulked up and just getting toned.
Yeah, get to hold yourself together. All right, let's talk also about the good news for those who are following your favorite diet.
Absolutely. This is out of the Alzheimer's Association International Conference this week in London, Doug, that the Mediterranean diet has been linked to, in the past, stronger bones. We were just talking about bones, a healthier heart, and longer life, along with a reduced risk for diabetes and high blood pressure. Now you can add lowering your risk of dementia to this ever-growing list of reasons to follow the Mediterranean diet. Healthy older adults who followed the Mediterranean or similar MIND diet lowered their risk of dementia by a whopping third. This is big, great news.
Yep. Well, I think there's a lot of news around. A lot of people are talking about the government and Washington's approach to health care. I noticed a commentary written by Governor Kasich, who is a presidential contender, did pretty well, went up the ladder quite high. He writes the following, Ken, and I think maybe it speaks for itself, but I think it's worth a moment or two of our time here. Governor John Kasich of Ohio writes, Washington's approach to health care over the past decade is yet another example of our lawmakers' increasing distance from the rest of America, i.e. their constituents. First, one party rams through a rigid, convoluted plan that drives up costs through unsustainable mechanisms that are now unraveling. Then the other party pursues fixes that go too far the other way and again ignores ideas from the other side. Neither extreme is cutting it, and the quick opposition that doomed the Senate plan reflects how unacceptable its ideas are to so many Americans. The people in this country want and deserve reasonable, balanced, sustainable health care so they can live without the fear of bankruptcy if they get sick, which is our most vulnerable. It is. And more people declare bankruptcy, as you know, Ken, after having treatments that they can't afford for things. This business is really amazing how the headwinds are changing on this, but yet the refusal to understand that one of the most important components of this thing, and this is why it doesn't get anywhere, because there's no constituency for prevention because there's no money in it. The rest of it is all so obviously money, money, money. The insurance market, the huge medical conglomerates that there are now, the drug companies pushing their damn stuff. In the meantime, where's prevention? Where are people like you and me who have common sense that want to see something? If the government, my tax dollars are going to support this and your tax dollars are supporting it, then damn it, I want to have my tax burden lessened by encouraging people, if we're going to pay for health care, and I think that's where it's going, single payer, like it or not, it better be with a rigid enforcement of the kinds of things that in schools and in the public arena encourages people to stay fit and not eat the kind of things that they do and not drink the kind of stuff that they do and not smoke the things they do. And why can't that be part of the health care bill?
Good question. I have evolved into a cardiovascular preventionist. You know that, Doug.
So yeah, right.
You're talking to my right at right. What my passion is.
Prevention. Damn, it's really amazing. All right, let's talk. And here's one of the ways. This kind of leads us into a conversation about Superbeats, which is one of the most effective ways of enhancing your body, keeping yourself fit, supporting circulation. Here's the way to get a free month supply of Superbeats. If you have never ordered before, get on the line, 800-655-4183. Make your first order, have a conversation, talk about the results, and then get to it. A 3-month supply comes to you with the first order. Actually, 4-month supply, 30 days is free. This is almost a no-brainer. Ladies and gentlemen, we are both here to tell you because we both use it, we both love this product, and it does what it says it's going to do. 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. That's the number to sign up for this significant program and the significant results you get from using Superbeats. Works 3 times faster to give you the results you want. Athletes all over the place love it because of the increase in blood flow to your muscles, to your brain, all around your body. Order line. People there right now to take your order for Superbeats. Don't forget to ask about the free 1-month supply. Free shipping, too. Mention Dr. Ken, 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
The Craftsman C3 19.2-volt 3-speed impact driver boasts three user-selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low-speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch-pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Over the last several years, have you been one of those people that have felt anxiety about things but couldn't really put your finger on it? Couldn't really define why you're feeling anxious? Things are going pretty good in your life. Bills are paid. Kids are fed. Got a home. Has heat. But yet, you feel anxious. Anxiety comes from the government and not being able to control what they do to us. The solution? One, let it go. Just doesn't matter. I'm indifferent to what government does. They never call me and ask me for my opinion, and I'm not going to live my life waiting for it. I'm an individual. I'm Gary Rathman. It's an economy of 1 minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
After the hour, Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here, practicing without a license. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with several licenses at Lake Cardiology down in Florida. For those of you who are listening, not only in that area, because we got half a dozen stations all around Florida, but we have people over the southeastern part of the country. I think anywhere you are, it would be well worth your time to go check Ken out so he can check you out. 352-735-1400 is Ken's office line. 352-735-1400. That's the way you get to Ken. 352-735-1400. Take some time to go visit this man, and you'll find a new peace of mind knowing what's going on in your body. I think that it's important for us to promote what we're doing here, the ideas that we have, because what we're selling, in quotation marks, is your health and your well-being. It isn't going to help Ken or me, although Ken says all the time he can't afford to lose any listeners. That's true, especially needlessly to people who don't take care of themselves. So Ken's here. You're curious about taking care of yourself. You've got questions. Here's one. I don't even begin to understand this. I heard a guy on the air in Los Angeles the other day talking about this woman who went to see her eye doctor because she couldn't see. It was a routine eye exam, and ended up she went to surgery to remove 24 contact lenses from one eye. How in the name of God does a person, there's a 67-year-old woman who'd been wearing contact lenses and replacing them. I guess there are kinds that you can either throw them away, right, and put in new ones, or the disposable ones that you can replace every month, apparently. I don't have contacts. I've never seen you with glasses. You don't wear any glasses, do you?
Occasionally.
You do, but you don't have contacts.
I've tried them. I never really felt comfortable with them.
Anyway, this lady's going in for cataract surgery, Ken, and the doctors see, as they examine her, here's a lens, there's another lens, there's another lens. They found 17 lenses clumped together by mucus. And then there were 10 more contact lenses they found after they started the surgery. So on top of the lens are 17 of these contact lenses, and then there's 10 more once they start the eye surgery. How in the world do you not know that you got that many contacts. How can you see it all? I don't even understand this.
This is the ophthalmologist equivalent to, you know, when I was a resident, a woman came in with bellyache and turned out to be 8 months pregnant. You know,
these things, can you say clueless?
This is what makes people so lovable. Fortunately, this doesn't happen very often, but you hang around medicine long enough, you'll see things like this.
So here's one. Let's see if this trumps it, pardon the pun. According to Google Trends, a growing number of women are checking out a new trend known as the toothpaste pregnancy test. There's a YouTube tutorial that's been seen by 2 million people. And here's how it works. You squeeze a small amount of plain white toothpaste on a dish, add a few drops of your morning urine, mix it up, wait for 3 minutes. If you're pregnant, the toothpaste will froth and turn blue. If nothing changes, the test is negative. Just don't use it to brush your teeth after you've done all of that. Right? Can you imagine?
I guess this is the generic pregnancy tester.
Yeah, right. Generic. Maybe we need to underscore. Generic toothpaste pregnancy test. Wow. 28 past the hour in the Good Day Health program.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly 3 times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Sure, you're good at what you do, but if you've ever found yourself knee-deep in spreadsheets with more emails than you can count, you could be doing much better. It's time to power up your productivity with the right business software. Let me tell you about Captera.com. The search for software can be long and painful, and where do you even start? Captera is an easy-to-use software comparison site with over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Whether you need help with website building, customer service, or project management, Captera.com is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you, and using Captera is absolutely free. You won't spend weeks or months searching the internet because all the information you need is in one place. And you won't waste time and money on software that's not right for your business. Visit Captera.com today and join the millions of people who use Captera every month. That's Captera, CAPTERRA.com. Captera.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
It's time to turn up your summer with great deals from America's and Canada's Best Value Inns, Settle In, Lexington, and Red Lion Hotels. Book now through September 4th to save up to 30% at participating hotels. We've got you covered with over 1,100 locations in North America. And join Hello Rewards for special rates, personalized member perks, and earn free nights. Remember, America's Best Value Inn. Book your hotel stay today and turn up your savings.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485 horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Traffic jam of information here for your well-being. This program is intended to get you focused on the things going on in your body or for you to find out what's going on in your body. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert in this hour. We were talking about muscles and bones, and as you get older, having more muscle to keep your bones together. And somebody named Marietta asked me a very good question, Ken. Does it make a difference whether you're big-boned or not? I was talking about my body. I don't have big bones. I have big muscles in parts of my body. I'm not overly muscular in my upper body. Legs kind of are, but I do focus on shoulders, arms, that sort of thing, because I think that's where you gain or maintain your strength. But I think it's a great question. If I'm small-boned and you're small-boned, what happens if you're big-boned? More muscle? How does that work?
Well, you really want to focus on your entire body. You know, guys tend to focus subconsciously or consciously more on their chest and shoulders and arms, like you were suggesting. Yeah. Women more on their glutes, their legs. But you really want to try to focus on all the muscle groups of the body from head to toe and work them equally and help them stay in good tone. That'll help you lose weight. It'll help you feel better. It'll help the whole body work and function better.
Here's somebody named Eric who sent this along. He saw that you were he went to some website. I don't know. We're rebuilding our website, so I don't know where he went. But anyway, suffering a stroke, he sends this along, wants to know what you make of this suggestion that the results, consequences of having a stroke make it better if you die than if you survive. So is there enough permanent damage when you have a stroke?
Well,
you do awful things, and is it better for you to die if you have a stroke?
Well, wow, that's a quite a question.
Well, I think it's a question worth consideration, don't you?
Well, this gets back to a common question that is very individual for people. Does quantity trump quality, or does quality of life trump quantity of life? And you ask enough people, you'll get very different answers. So this is a personal question. And clearly, to this writer, quality of life is extremely more important than quantity. And any change in quality of life is unacceptable to this person. But I think that there are lots of things that we can make the best of for many people after stroke, and I would hate to think that one of the requirements for strokes is that you wouldn't be able to live after one. You know, if you survived it.
What's coming to my mind at the moment was one of the things that was most controversial about the Affordable Health Care Act when it was passed. The rumor, and I don't know whether this ever was borne out to be true or not, that there were going to be committees who would decide on what sort of drugs you were going to get.
The so-called death panels.
Yeah. Did that ever happen?
Well, they are there. They have been used less than some had predicted, but again, it hasn't gotten yet to the – it's getting there. The locomotive has left the station, and it's getting to a danger place. And those were there when the amount of money clearly was not enough to take care of all the needs. But that is a potential way to stay in budget is with those panels. They're in the bill.
Yeah, still there. Are they in the new – rewrite? I'm going to guess they probably aren't.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Here's a question, excuse me, about commuting and the amount of research that has been done. The least stressful way to commute to work apparently is riding a bike. Reduces your risk of early death by 40%. If that's not enough to get you onto a bike, there's also a more immediate benefit, apparently, Ken. If you commute by bicycle, you'll feel less stressed and be more productive at work. So we were talking earlier about the one minute of exercise a day and how that's good for you. This is 45 minutes a week, and it gets rid of the stress. The people who were involved in this study suggested for the first 45 or 50 minutes of work, normally, if they take the usual drive your car or take the train or whatever to work, they need that much time to gear up. If you cycle in, you're already geared up. So imagine almost an hour a day of unproductive time at work because you just barely can get there. I think that's an astounding. There are all kinds of directions you could go in that conversation. Biking, and I believe I rode my bike all the time. It's one of the reasons I have the size calves that I do as an adult. I rode my bike everywhere when I was a kid. I don't ride much now, and I'd like to, but that's much better than running or walking, isn't it? Because it moves the whole lot of stuff in your body.
Biking is very good. You can do it indoor in an upright bike, or if you have any back issues, a recumbent bike is great for people who have back issues. Try a recumbent bike, Doug. And you're sitting with your legs up and out and riding a bike. But outdoors, as long as you're not in a lot of traffic, it's a wonderful thing.
Well, we can ride stationary bikes, I suppose, but this is to get you to specifically. This study was about getting to work.
Well,
and
I think
so many people are living closer to their work now.
Yes, that'll help a lot, right? To commute.
Yeah. I mean, look at that facility in Los Angeles, actually down in Playa, which is near the airport. There was a Google campus created, a Microsoft campus created, and they talked some developer into building 3,400 apartment and condo units in this area, Jefferson and Lincoln and up into Culver City. They have their own movie house. They have their own gymnasium. They have their own Whole Foods store. They have their own hardware store. They have their own place where women can do their nails. They have everything pretty much in a city. And these people, they walk to the most of them living there are employees at Google and Microsoft, and they walk to work, and they walk home, and they walk to the store, and they walk to the movies. They don't have to have a car.
Sounds and you wonder pretty nice.
As well. I mean, I think that's the way it's going. Do you have developments like that in Florida?
Oh yes.
Yeah, I just find it interesting as to how that's changing. What do you think that's doing for our physicality? Because mostly younger people, millennials, are living in these circumstances.
Well, it definitely is a good thing. It just depends as long as you're walking in safe conditions and it's set up to for walking, it's a great thing. And we in Florida, there's a lot of walking trails. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. The more the merrier of that. In a moment, Dr. Ken comments on a report regarding your sleep and comparing the amount of sleep that's being that for example, professional athletes have, how that works when it comes to their performance and comparing that to your performance. That's next here. Good Day Health. Time is 43 past the hour.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late-night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
My goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. N72217. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with an observation about the pulling of Obamacare. The people who dread it don't like it, and they're looking at the so-called replacement. They don't like that either. I don't understand why this is so hard for everybody to get. And this is mostly, maybe we're being barraged with so much information, becomes confusing. Let's be clear. The Affordable Health Care Act was not about health care. It was about insurance. So the Republicans in Congress are trying to craft a new health care plan, but it isn't. It's another insurance plan, a real health care plan that will be successful and have the confidence of the American people will be a plan that involves education and prevention. That's very big. From the earliest days in school, health courses teach children how their bodies work. Why do they get fat when they eat the stuff that comes from fast food restaurants? Why are they not fat when they eat vegetables and fruits and things that are good and natural? Why is that good for them? Why is it good for their body? Why is that so difficult? Other than the fact that the interests of you and me, the taxpayer, are not served by all of this stuff. We're serving the people who run the... We're in service to the politicians and the bureaucrats. You and I are. And so that's why Trump got elected. And whether he's going to be able to do, you know, bring back sanity to some of this stuff. I'm looking at story after story. I see these every day about health care that people get and what happens under various plans. And it's a horrifying situation. So take the bull by the horns. Get to your congressmen, your representatives, and tell them you want in the health bill, whatever health bill comes through, prevention. All right? Doug Steffen, good day, health. All right, 46 past the hour. Dr. Ken, at your service and on your side, the weekly overview of what's going on, the news, how it affects you. If you're someone who doesn't get enough sleep, listen to this. The NFL teamed up with some company to monitor sleep of those who play football, their sleep patterns, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so what happens under this? This is something done by a group called Fatigue Science, or reported there, I'm not sure. They took the Seattle the Seahawks there. I was going to say the Supersonics, but I guess there were other teams involved in this using Fitbit. What'd they find out? I mean, how can you argue against this?
They have something called a Ready Band, and it looks very similar to a Fitbit or a Nike Fuel Band. And it has a 3D accelerometer. It tracks movement, impact, velocity, speed, and frequency, and a battery that lasts 60 days. And it keeps track of how much and how effective their sleep is. Very important for health and performance.
So would this have ramifications for anybody and everybody? I would have thought
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Part of working out is the rest day.
Yeah. Well, the Fitbit, doesn't it monitor the number of steps you take, that sort of thing as
well?
All
of the above.
Yeah. So all that, it's just what it is consciousness, it seems to me, being conscious or having consciousness. All right. The other item here of interest this week is a focus on those of you who have severe eczema, itching, rashes, stuff that covers up your skin, the constant itch. Some people itch so much they become disfigured. Some people have so much trouble with eczema they consider suicide. So now is this drug that's been approved safe and effective, do you think, to get rid of the problem a couple of million Americans have?
This is a very interesting drug, Doug. In March of this year, the FDA approved a new drug called Dupixent, D-U-P-I-X-E-N-T. It works by this new mechanism of using monoclonal antibodies of the immune system to target a protein on the problem and destroy it. And this is how this new drug works. And this is very exciting because it's a novel pathway.
Well, one of the reasons it caught my attention is because the research was done here in Framingham, my hometown, by a company called Genzyme, which belongs to a French company. You pronounced it. Is it Sanofi? Drug maker?
Yes.
Yeah. So they have ruled that this drug is now usable. So if you have eczema,
it's for eczema not controlled adequately by topical therapy, or those topical therapies are not advisable, and it can be used with or without topical corticosteroids.
Really? It's something, if you've got crazy problems with it, ask your doctor. I sound like one of those ads on TV for all the drugs.
D-U-P-I-X-E-N-T. Talk to your doctors if you have eczema not responding to traditional therapy. Good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, well, again, I sometimes, you know, you hear me, you and I both criticize all those drug ads on TV. This is not an ad. This is just something that when you take all the hoopla away, it's knowledge, it's something to think about, because so many people do have eczema, and it comes and goes sometimes more when it's hot and humid at this time of year. It's 11 before the hour with Dr. Ken Kronos.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
For us to post some thoughts about medicine as we continue our focus. One of the important things on this program is to make sure we keep your health in check. And here to help us in service of that direction is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's brought to us in his appearances here by the folks that help you beat the odds, the folks at Super Beats. Ken will tell you how to harness the power of beats in your life to transform your health in a few moments. First, our focus on Senator John McCain. What sort of problem does this brain tumor, what kind of a tumor is it, and what's the prognosis, Ken?
Doug, this may be his biggest fight. Last Friday, Senator McCain underwent surgery to remove a blood clot above his left eye. Lab results from the surgery, Doug, confirmed the presence of glioblastoma associated with the blood clot. So what's glioblastoma? Well, it's the common and most aggressive cancer originating in the brain. Glioblastoma originates in the supportive cells of the brain. It's 2% of all cancers. It's the same cancer that killed Ted Kennedy and Vice President Biden's son, Beau. Glioblastoma is treated initially with surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. And Duke, my old alma mater, where I was an intern and resident, has developed a vaccine which is currently experimental, using the immune system to selectively attack the tumor. And there are some experimental electrical stimulating devices that are also used in studies right now. The average life expectancy after diagnosis is about 14 to 15 months, but on rare occasions, you do have 2, 5, and 10-year survivors. Senator McCain, he's a fighter.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of what I find more interesting, and I didn't know, you just told us something that I think most people don't know, is the same thing that got Kennedy. So one wonders, and the two of them were very close friends, very close friends. So one wonders if there isn't something in the water. I say that euphemistically, but is there something in the Capitol building? Is there something in Washington that would...
Well, before you start going too far down that road, importantly in McCain's medical history is he has melanoma. He was treated for melanoma. And often when you have a cancer like that, there may be other associated issues. So that I think it's more related to his prior medical history.
Yeah. Okay. But it's a thought that would go through people's minds.
Absolutely.
No matter what.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So the next item of interest that's online, this is medical sort of, but there's politics involved in it, the repair of or repealing or replacing whatever the heck's going on with the Affordable Health Care Act. Now it seems to be in no man's land. What do we do? What are people, when they come to your office for care, are you confused because you don't seem to know what you're going to get back in reimbursements because of this? So what are you?
Well, I wish I could be as clear about post-Obamacare, the future, as I was about glioblastoma. The issues with living with Obamacare currently is there were not 50 senators who could come to a consensus to replace Obamacare and probably to repeal Obamacare. Doug, Obamacare converts health insurance to a government utility. It's designed to fail, so we beg for a single-payer system. Mm-hmm. I would prefer a more free market competition.
You mean among doctors?
Well, among insurance.
People that are would you compete? Would you like to have somebody set up in your town a competing clinic to you?
Well, that already exists, but what really doesn't exist is competition for buying health insurance. In most counties, you have one, maybe two, if you're really lucky, three. Why shouldn't there be? Have you gotten a mortgage lately? You go to LendingTree, and all these banks compete for your business.
Right.
Why shouldn't there be something like that? You go to these travel websites, and everybody's competing for you, and that does not exist for health insurance.
All right. Food for thought for sure. All right. Let's spend a minute talking about how your immune system can be enhanced by using Super Beets.
Absolutely. Super Beets is based on our body's needs to continuously make nitric oxide. This is the third important gas, Nobel Prize winning discovery. It's used to open up the blood cells. There's 60,000 miles of highways to navigate for the red blood cells of circulation. These circulatory paths need to open up. Nitric oxide sprayed on them opens them up, and the body needs to continuously make the nitric oxide. It needs the building blocks. Neo 40 is the way to get your nitric oxide level up. Test it with their test strips, and then Super Beets is a way to get a big boost instead of those caffeinated beverages.
All right. So the way for you to protect yourself is to get on the Super Beets bandwagon. You can do that by calling 800-655-4183 and get a free 30-day supply.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.